back. 2021 edition of the OT Real Podcast.
We are back. Finally. Woo! After many, many long nights.
Made it back. Long nights, long days, long months, long years. Year. God damn.
Different year, too. It was a little wild. But here we are a year later after they shut us down, and we made it.
We're alive. We're alive and we're fucking thriving.
I didn't get sick once. Knock on wood. Are we thriving?
Oh, yeah. Kidding. And special guest Frankie, of course, as always. Yeah. Welcome back, Frankie. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Fantastic.
How was everybody's 2020, you know? Did anybody get a break from work?
Sorry, Frankie. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying yes. I did.
I did.
Oh, yeah. I did get a break, but I didn't want it.
Unfortunately, yeah, you did.
But I did get a break. I think it was like 2 months.
Yeah, you were shut down for like 2 months. And then I had a couple jobs during the year. It was weird. But now I'm pretty set. Set on my job.
Good shit, guys. I mean, of course I had some breaks. And luckily I work for a place that pays me to be off. So it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, so you could take it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just vacations, honestly, for me. Staycations.
Nice.
I mean, I would have gone somewhere.
Did you get sick?
No. Not really, no. Never really got sick. I got COVID last year in March, April.
Whoa.
But
you got hit with the, with the HIV.
I got... No, none of that. No, but I did get hit with the COVID. It sucked. It sucked. I had to stay in, but I mean, that was like so long ago, bro. Like, yeah. So now that was.
I feel like it was really only shut down for like a few months around here, I felt like. And then by like at least Halloween, we were good to go. And everything was kind of open.
Bars were back open at like quote unquote 20%.
Yeah, and they just had to serve food.
I know. I even went to a strip club and they were like, hey, sorry, bro, you got to order some food. I'm like, what?
Yo, I guess I'll get some fries with this shit.
No, exactly. I was like, all right, well, I'll take a basket of fries. Shit. Share it with the strippers.
There you go. Works out.
They're all, hey, what's up, daddy?
What's up, daddy?
Can I get some of your fries? I'm like, yeah, girl, you like ketchup, barbecue sauce, whatever you like.
Whatever you want.
Get you some mustard out here, too. Hey, get the girl some mustard. It's like, oh, you nasty.
Did you pick up any new hobbies or anything during some times when you were at home? Did you learn how to make bread?
No, actually, that was like one of the highest, like the biggest things that people did, though, surprisingly, right? I heard. Yeah.
That's what I saw, too.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Everywhere. It's like people learned to make bread.
Everyone trying to bake?
I don't fucking know.
They probably all sucked.
Like, what kind of bread?
I guess sourdough, because like you just put it like in a bread.
Like loaves, yeah, regular loaves of bread.
Like make a loaf.
They need to learn how to make some fucking toilet paper.
Yeah, that was crazy, huh? No toilet paper for a while, no food, yeah.
But hobbies.
It's happened a couple times to us here in Texas.
But now we'll get into that real quick, but that's like a whole topic. No, but
yeah.
Hobbies, I just started playing golf, bro. I mean, you know what it is.
Yeah. I know.
We went and played golf a couple times.
We played golf, took a little lesson. You learned a little.
Oh, yeah. We got some nice lessons.
You're out there crushing it.
Shout out to Amy.
He's like a 2 handicap. Great.
You need to give Amy this podcast info.
Yeah, maybe.
Anybody that's looking for lessons, San Pedro, her name is Amy.
Yeah, I've given some people her info and... they've taken well advantage and had their lessons.
I went from like barely being able to hit the ball to like actually knowing what the fuck I'm doing and why I'm missing and stuff. So it was nice. It's a nice little hobby.
It helps.
I feel like a white guy, but you know, nah. all my West Side family are like, hey, he fucking golfs now. What the fuck?
Yeah, he fucking golfs, dude. He's pretty good at it.
Beat your widow.
I've been playing pretty frequently still, at least. Well, I played the other day, but it was like the first time in almost a month, probably.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, it'd been a while.
How'd you do?
It was all right. There were some ups, there were some downs. Putts were on point, though.
Nice.
Hit a green from like 200 out. Nice.
Well, I mean, you have like a $200 putter. I would hope that you do well.
I mean, it doesn't matter how much it costs. Is it, can you use it? Can you use it? I actually spent time practicing putting at the driving range recently, so that's probably what helped a lot.
All right, cool. We get it.
We get it. I practice. Listen, if you wanna, if you wanna get a match in, you know, let's know. Let me know. We can play whatever you want.
It's also because you live like 10 minutes away from the practice place, and I live like 30 minutes from everywhere.
Oh, here we go.
Fucking natural oddity.
Oh, yeah. Well, who decided to move to fucking Never Never Land Ranch?
Neverland. Damn, I wanna live there.
Michael's there.
Yo.
That's where he went. He yeah. He said he pretends he's dead, but he's all, Eddie, wake up.
What's he like?
He's old.
He's a little older.
So he's trying to make me dance. I'm like, bro, I don't want to dance.
I don't want
to
dance.
I'm not in the mood right now. Like, I just got home from work. God damn.
Man, I'm tired, dog. I'm tired.
What was that?
What was that?
I don't know, but it sounded cool.
Well, somebody forgot to turn off their phone.
Nope, it wasn't a phone. I think it was a computer. But anyways, what else?
Also,
we got into golf this year. No bread making. Got a little time off.
Well, the hobby, I mean, is
the hobby sports cards,
Top Shots, and all that a hobby, or is it
hobby,
or is it a side hustle?
I consider it a hobby. I mean, I'm a collector at heart, and that's what, like, people try to sell me Pokemon boxes and shit for more, and I'm like, but I enjoy that hunt. Like, I enjoy going to look for it. It's, that's a hobby to me. It's going, true, getting up on my day off at fucking the ass crack of dawn. I like that shit. Yeah, it makes me feel alive.
You're one of the very few, my friend.
I get up every day early, though. It's,
I know.
I don't know how. Well, now it's like second nature, but it took me a second to get there. So, yeah, dude, on the days off, I'm up. Might as well go try, at least, and... We had, true, some luck. I had a fucking secret location that was hot for me for a while, and then my spot got blown up per use.
Oh yeah.
Well,
it's because all these other people are in the same position. They don't know what the fuck to do with their mornings. Might as well make some money,
dude. I used to legit, and these wasn't even the morning time. I could just get it, and we would go at night, and there'd be like 10 Pokemon boxes.
Damn.
Just sitting there, and just sports cards, everything.
Just sitting there, not purchased.
Yeah. Like, one time I even left them there, came back the next day, and I was like, oh, it's a sign. I can get one. I should get one.
Or is it a sign that it's not as booming as you thought?
Well, now, because they're gone, yeah. I should have bought them all, true, then. And even at that point, the boxes alone, you could have flipped. But, you know, I just wasn't thinking that. I was, like I said, more of the collector.
Maybe it was just, like, coincidence, and you were really just going at the perfect time.
Yeah, I got
and
it.
Now you just haven't been going at the perfect time.
Exactly. So there you go, guys. Go get Pokemon cards.
No.
They're worth... No, I mean...
Don't go.
Don't go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No. Don't go.
Don't go.
I'm just trying to keep y'all informed.
You
know
what?
I
mean, I think
if you're
going
to go to the west side.
Those are probably out, too. I got a boy over there. He calls me every day asking what our side looks like.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
My west side, too?
Like, you're
going
to tell him?
Our good friend, Cookies and Cream, his cousin.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, JJ. Yeah. JJ Abrams.
Yeah, JJ Abrams. With his new JJ Abrams cut.
Get that new JJ Abrams collection.
He calls me all the time asking what it looks like over here. And I'm like, man, I'm at work, dude. Like, I didn't go today. But on my days I do go, I let him know.
Nice.
I help drive his ass over here.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, that's money right there. Like. Like I said, that's why I feel like it's a fine line between hobby and, like, side hustle.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, hobby is like, bro, like, you're just fucking building Legos. Nobody's going to pay you money for that shit.
Yeah. It's a hobby that could pay off, I guess. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like
so it's a side hustle.
Let's go that way.
Right?
Right? Right? It's a side hustle? It's a hobby with a side hustle.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like...
Can never just say I'm right.
You're right. Like how Austin just pulled that 101. Like fucking, what's his name? Mike Trout, dude?
Was that on the card? Physical card or Top Shot?
Physical card. He
pulled a jersey card?
Yeah, jersey autographed Mike Trout.
Dang. For those who don't know what a jersey card is, it has a little piece of the jersey in it.
Game worn.
And it's autographed. Game worn?
Game worn.
Damn.
Jersey. And if you're in our Discord,
like,
which we haven't disclosed the information just yet, but eventually we will. It's a smaller group right now, but I'd say most of us are winning.
Yeah.
And
That's nice, though. I appreciate you setting up that Discord.
Yeah, helpful to everybody. I had a homie get a PS5 the other day. We talk a little bit of everything from, like, it's a lot of sports cards right now, of course. Everybody puts in a little info when they're at, where they find them. Help you out around the city. And then we talk, what else? Sports bets, crypto, stocks. You know, just a little everything for your...
Everything to help you get money on the side.
Everything for your everyday entrepreneur.
You said that it was going to be like... I mean, because those entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You said that it was going to be, though, like something that people can get in eventually, right?
Yes, not yet. The select few that are on there, you know, we all do great contributing, and, you know, maybe we'll have a subscription thing, you know, real small, maybe. We'll see. Maybe it is free, because I'm kind of actually thinking I like a free thing, but...
No, don't make it free.
Yeah, that's what they always say, you know, you got to invest in yourself. You know what?
If these girls can sell OnlyFans, we can sell a Discord.
Yeah. I mean, we do have PS5 links. People grabbing them. PS5s, Xbox.
It's not an invalid... Like, it's something that's valuable... The information you get off of it. We're watch OnlyFans, all you see is titties. You don't get any money back from that.
None. But I don't know. We'll figure out what we're doing there, and then we'll let more information out. But the homies that are in there, we like it. You know, maybe we'll reach out to a couple people that listen to this. Or
yeah, for sure.
Let a few people in, and y'all can get an experience. But it's fun.
No, yeah, it is good, bro. Like I said, I was lucky to get on the ground floor. It's real, like I go on there, you know, they let us, I've seen what's like, as far as like collectibles, like what people are getting. And then I've already gotten like one of those. Yeah. So, I mean, it's nice, bro. It's real nice.
And then we see what everybody's already got collecting. And you know, before we even know it, we're all collectors already.
I know. Man. I feel
isn't
like
that crazy?
That's why I wanted to do my
RJ freaking
Beanie Babies.
Well,
oh, and then, there you go.
Austin, yeah, he said. Know.
We love that place because they have all the TYs.
Oh, no. Our friends will
and
love
the Princess Di is what we're trying to get.
Yeah. Oh, we got one over here.
The Princess Di TY.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's like the most valuable.
We got one.
You're not on the TY game. One. You're not on the TY game.
I have it.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay, so Frankie is rich.
She doesn't want to get rid of it though.
Matt said the ones that are.
Well, there's some that are like misspelt, and those ones are
Those
misprints. Are the ones worth tons. But from my recent research, we have to see. We don't know.
Where are they?
But from our recent research, it's at least a decent one.
I think it's on my...
It's at least pristine, maybe.
Dad's house?
Damn. Are they... It's in a box or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, get those ASAP. Maybe we can, then you can send them all. Then we can all send them off. I'm all getting involved.
Remember you would get PSA? The little ones at McDonald's, like in the Happy Meal?
Yeah.
I have like the little
ones. Oh, and it came in a little box too. Oh my God. Do you have them unopened?
I might have unopened. Like one.
Yeah, right, bro. I have boxes of Hot Wheels unopened. You know how hard that was as a kid?
Dude, yeah. My dad
and
has
those
a bunch.
Those are back around, too.
My dad has a bunch from like 1990 something, whatever. Like full collections.
Dude, the Beanie Babies are. You got to check those out soon. We got to see how those are looking.
So, I mean, obviously, we're into collections and all this shit now.
I just didn't know everybody else was. I like it.
Yeah, it's going to make us money. I got it's a nice bricks. Side hobby. Side hobby. We'll call it a side hobby.
Side hobbies. There we go. Get your side hobby on, bruh. So, yeah, it's been a great year. You know, we got, what's it called? We became resourceful, you would say, in the time spent at home.
We really did.
And, yeah.
So we won't go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Because, but then again, everybody already, like, kind of just went crazy anyway. This whole, like, everything is going,
I think we did one podcast, right? Did we or no? Nothing? During COVID about, like, how stuff was sold out?
I think we might have, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, maybe not. But that was just wild. Like, I mean, I get it, but, like.
Yeah, dude, that's another thing. Like, that's insane that, like, people, like, how, I don't understand how they're going to say, like, okay, we're... Oh, and that was another thing. So our city went out on a freeze, you know, and we had a bunch of snow, which is, like, super...
It's just rare for Texas.
Like, super rare, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
let alone the amount we got.
True.
God. That was, like, straight Colorado snow going on. It was nuts.
I know. I mean, people were told that it was going to be, like, you know, maybe a week or something. And then HEB, like, they sold fucking... out. Empty shelves at HEB, bro. Fought for 5 days.
Everywhere.
What?
It was like, insane.
Come on, bro.
It sucks, dude, because right literally the day before, I say it all the fucking time because it pisses me off. The day before this shit happened, I was at HEB that morning and like had the opportunity to grab everything I wanted to. And I grabbed like two things because it was Valentine's. So I just grabbed like a couple things and then left. And
it's like, how'd you know? How'd you know then? What you know?
I would have dropped every dollar.
No, I was like, you were just.
We had no food after like day one.
I know. That's it was awful. Worst. We just had chocolate covered strawberries.
I mean, that's all you really need, right? Y'all know we need everything else.
And then we lost water like after 2 days. Yeah. They shut it off. Stupid.
See, I was one of the lucky ones, bro. I didn't lose anything.
Good job.
No water, no power. Everything was straight and amazing for the entire time.
Straight and damn. Amazing.
Yeah.
Good so you job. Got to enjoy the snow then.
Yeah, you did.
You,
to a degree. I mean.
You enjoyed it.
You know.
You don't know what it sucked like.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I didn't. It didn't suck. So yeah,
did
I enjoyed it.
Did you have to
it.
Go to work at all? No, right?
I didn't or have to. Did go, you? I actually. So the first 2 days that it happened were gonna be my 8th and 9th day in a row working, mm-hmm. which honestly nice. I was like, oh my god, this is a blessing. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I had 3 days off. So I mean, it's like it kind of sucked that it happened during my days off. I wish I would have been working. Supposed to have working those fall entire 5 days, but it was still nice as shit. Only thing that happened was like after the second day, my family or my cousin called and was, you know, he was in his power wasn't on, no water, all this shit, and of course, you know, we invited him over, but oh my god, he has like, bro, he has like twin boys that are like. Fucking 4 years old. Oh my goodness. It just reminded me why I don't want kids.
Oh, does it?
No offense.
Oh, does it?
Kids are beautiful it? And they're amazing, but no, they're not for me.
Nice. Yeah. That's fine. Bad kids are bad. Yeah, put a whooping in them boys. Bad. Can't do that no more, though.
But yeah, I know they're cute little kids.
Your allergies are so bad today.
Yeah, my quote-unquote allergies.
What else? That's basically a recap. We got into a little stock trades. There was a little crazy stocks. GameStop stuff. Everybody, of course, heard about.
Yeah, I'm still with the AMC.
Yeah, AMC's back up. I dipped out, but I was one of the very lucky ones. We won't say that. But yeah, I'm out of GameStop and AMC. It was fun.
What are the games going to stop?
The games are never going to stop. It's beautiful. I love watching it.
But I mean, honestly,
I got them at great prices and sold them at greater prices. And
you can still make money in the stock market. It's just...
Yeah, you just got to make other moves. It takes a little bit of watching and smart moves. There was a better word I was about to use, but I couldn't. But...
why?
Well... Because
was it racist?
No, it's just like in a very dark spot in my head, and I can't find it.
Oh, it just escaped you. Okay.
Yeah, it escaped my mind. But yeah, dude, I think if you just do a little minor research, you know, follow some things, look at some things, you can make some smart decisions.
Yeah, man, Google is your friend, or if not, just go to these apps, and they're gonna walk you through. I mean, we're not sponsored by any of them, so I don't feel the need to mention any of my constituents. but just go to these apps, and you guys can start making money. Like, I mean, we came up on a good little, what, a couple grand?
A little bit. So, you like cryptocurrencies?
I mean, I like crypto. I like stocks. So I'm already all in. But... That's neither here nor there. We'll make an episode issues, about that.
We're
right?
not disclosing any information.
Exactly. Unfortunately.
But yeah, so that was COVID. We made it through it. We're back in action. We're here to say hello.
Actually, we are back in action because the city's opening up 100% tomorrow, bro. What and, is so?
That's great for the city, but I will stay at home.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
I think I just saw a map too that like Texas is on a rise still or something. So it's like it's weird, but you know, we'll see what happens. I'll probably still be chilling, doing the same thing. Maybe go out to eat from time to time, but nothing crazy.
But I mean, I'm still gonna wear my mask. I mean, yeah, I'll go out to restaurant. Restaurants, not like bars or anything.
Nah, yeah, restaurant.
But, I mean,
And it's crazy because like they said bars are opening 100%. I get it, but I feel like I've seen people at bars and Snapchats and videos and things, and it's like the bars are pretty packed. If you ask me, like,
yeah,
I don't know if you like, and like I told her, there's a maximum capacity number, but like, you never hit that number. Like, you there's not. That's like crammed, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
Like wall-to-wall, pack. And
these buildings are rated for like 100+.
They probably every night only hold maybe 50%, like on a good night, you know? Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be way wrong, but.
I don't know, bro. It's just crazy to me like that people are actually like all completely on board with this. Like, they're all, oh, yeah, free Texas and this and that. I'm like, you guys. Okay, yeah, let's fucking free it. But do you guys realize that this isn't like, and these are the same people that are calling it fake?
Yeah,
you know, this is not fake. Like, dude, like, people are dying. Like, and these also are people, the same people that have not had any of their family die from it and seen it firsthand.
It's crazy.
But I guarantee you, the second one of their family dies from it, you know, I think unfortunately,
that's what it takes for a lot of people is they need like firsthand.
But then even with that, they might still not see it. And they're like, oh, well, the doctor misdiagnosed it. This is ridiculous. He's working for the man, this and that. It's like, guys, it's come on. It's unfortunate,
but I mean.
And now we have all the different variants in Texas, too.
It's pretty scary.
COVID, literally, I mean, all five.
I truly want to get the vaccine, like, as soon as I can. I know a lot of people are iffy on it. I've got a couple friends that have gotten it. And there's a lot of things that don't seem bad about it. And might as well. I want to kind of just live free again, you know? And that's like what my buddy said. He's like, I just get on a plane and go. Don't need to worry about if I got a test or don't have a test and all that kind of good stuff. But I mean, it would be nice, I guess, to not be worried, but it's a little scary being one of the first. Mm-hmm. I wanted to wait a year, but it just looks exciting, I guess.
You get it on the ground floor.
Let me get it on the ground floor. Let me just be that test dummy. What if, you know? But I've had some people say they got kind of sick getting it too, but they
see, but the thing, it. And then the thing is there too, like, I mean, I've thought about it, but they don't even say that it covers like the variants of it. So, I mean, it's, you're, they, I don't know, like,
I think some of them say they might, minute. But it's kind of tough at this point. And I don't know. It's freaking, we're living in a scary time still, but I guess we got to get back out there.
pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
It kind of freaks me out because I just work outside now, and like I see other people working outside wearing masks. I'm like, damn, maybe I should, because like, obviously, but it's too damn hot.
Yeah, no, honestly, as far as like outside, to me, I'm like, I mean, even if I'm like, you know, within 5 feet of someone, I mean, I'm outside, like,
as long as you're 6 feet. I know said five, but I'm just saying so because you're 6 feet.
Yeah.
But it's an airborne disease. Like, it's in the air. So, like, I'm outside breathing fresh air, you know?
Then wear it.
No. I don't have to after tomorrow.
Yeah. No, that's another thing, too. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's what I was just joking. Yeah. But
he said we don't have to wear masks, but then he came on after where I was like, we still should take the proper precautions and wear a mask. I'm like, what the? Come on. This is dumb. I'm good.
He just has to say it for his constituents.
This is dumb. Like, I mean, I know he's probably just trying to save face, but come on. Like, you can't just, like, say something that you're literally telling the general public they don't have to wear a mask, like, under law or any, like, whatever rules.
I saw that guy, what's his name? The astrologer guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah.
Or is that Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's made like this Twitter post and it said something about like these states opening up is kind of like peeing in the pool on one end and the other people like not having to like be in it, you know? It's like you're still in the same pool. The pee is going to get over there at some point. It's just kind of funny. When I saw it, it made me laugh.
Yeah, honestly, that's why I don't like to go tubing anymore because...
I mean, it is flowing, but that's even worse because if you're like...
Downstream. Exactly, yeah. I mean, you're downstream of everyone, so... it's just pee water.
Oh, my gosh.
You're just floating in pee.
You ruin all my fun.
I'm just saying... I know. Hey, I know. When I was 19, I didn't care, but you know what? Now I'm older, and now I can realize these things, and I'm like, wow, everything is disgusting.
Oh, goodness. Do you go to the beach?
No. I mean, no. Yeah. No, I don't go to the beach. It sucks. I just go to the, you know, if I need sun, I'll just go to the backyard.
It's too hot. We gotta go to a lake or something. We should go to a lake this summer.
The last time I went to the beach,
my buddy
got
a boat too.
So burnt.
There's man eating bacteria in the water in lakes.
No.
But I mean, not. You know, y'all have fun.
There's not. We'll be all right.
Everything is just evolving at a rapid rate, but you know, have fun.
Good luck. Good luck on that trip.
Yeah. I'll bring you some peroxide when your flesh is being eaten by the bacteria.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'll still go to the lake probably.
No, I don't but know.
Beach, I don't, I'm actually like, I have a beach phobia of water.
You're scared of the sharks, of the ocean. Aren't you?
Like, scared, no, I'm scared of sharks, like jellyfish. And I know the ocean has like, you know, nasty bacteria and all that stuff.
I've been stung by a jellyfish. I've had sea lice. That sucks.
Ooh, sea lice.
Yeah, they're like little crabs and they just bite your legs, dude. It feels like ants or something like, maybe not sea lice, but it's something like that.
Scurvy?
No, dude, it's it comes scurvy. In, it comes in with the red tide, dude, the Gulf of Mexico.
Huh.
And that's when I was at the beach one time. And, yeah, don't ever try getting in. I mean, you can definitely swim if you want, but that red tide, it's like a bunch of kelp or seaweed coming in. And it brings in see? Like these little bugs. Ew. And it's gross.
That's why I just don't fuck with the ocean, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. But no, once it passes, it's cool.
You get in the ocean, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah,
I'll fish, maybe.
Especially like in the Bahamas or somewhere where it's like...
Oh, I mean, if... Yeah.
Oh,
dude. I mean, I thought you were talking about Texas beaches, which is not even beach. It's like a... It's just where the fucking land ends.
It's
like,
where the land...
That's not even a beach.
In some states, it's just a swamp.
There's just concrete there. And there's
swamp.
Yeah, like Louisiana.
Lake Etchafalla. Mm.
They're all, look at this beach. I'm like, yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's all mud. I think Port A's got a nice beach. It's cute.
No, bro, not at all.
Yeah, it's just nothing. Not, it's not bright and blue. South Padre's nice. It's a little bluer.
It's nice because that's all we have. That's why, this is the only reason it's nice. I'm just being honest. Like when you go to Turks and Caicos, that's a nice beach.
Oh gosh,
bro, that is a nice beach.
When are we going there then?
I'm just saying. It's only nice because it's all we have. It's literally, we can't go anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it does look beautiful in other places.
Sorry to say it, but you know,
it does look beautiful in other places though.
But no. So moving on.
Moving on.
I'm just...
I know.
What? He's lost in the beach, guys.
I'm just wishing I was on a beach. Oh,
on God. A beach.
No, on a real beach, right?
Yeah, like a real beach. Like my parents, they went... actually, they went like on a whole fucking beach vacation during COVID.
Damn.
They're
brave.
Yeah. They got no rules.
I mean, yeah. And it's like, I mean, and that's... You know, that's the other side of it. You have people that are just fucking going out. And I mean, that's more power to you, bro.
It's funny. Yeah. Like your dad, too. And
yeah.
He goes everywhere and never got sick.
More power to you.
And yeah, he went a lot of places, too. But yeah, I'm just imagining that. It'd be nice right now. A nice beach.
Dude. Just get away from everything.
Just somewhere else.
Well, we're not, guys. Welcome back to
Real. No. Man, I don't want to be here right now.
I don't want to be here.
I don't want to do this anymore.
It's all right.
Bye, guys.
We'll make a trip. We'll make a trip. Then we'll do the podcast from Sunny Beach in...
Oh, you know what? Speaking of sunny beaches, we'll go see our buddy, Big Brooks.
Oh, there you go.
The beach out there, bud.
We go to Los Angeles.
He's not saying Vegas.
I know. I was about to say Los Angeles.
We all know you're not going to go to Vegas.
You never go to
Vegas. He's going to be like, my bag's too big. My bag is too big.
I'll buy the ticket, but I'll never go to Vegas.
I'll always buy the ticket, but I'll never go.
Well, if we go to LA, you gotta go. We gotta go.
It's just something that holds me back every time.
You're afraid you're gonna go too wild.
I know, dude. It's something.
I think you're afraid you're gonna unleash the beast.
You know what? That's like I say, everything happens for a reason. I feel like I feel like I was gonna end up like on.
Getting be like, hangover. You're all on top of the thing.
Hey, Eddie, come on. It's time to come out.
You haven't answered your text.
Like, Eddie.
Never came back.
You get the maintenance guy.
Had too much fun that day.
Your bed's all clean like you never touched it. Like, where'd
it's
he
never
go?
Been touched.
He never
must came
not
back.
Have came back.
Yeah. I bet he had a great night. Yeah. That's all I would have thought.
Turn up 10 years later. Gigantic beard.
Oh, God.
Well, I finally grew a beard, guys.
He was living in
the... Y'all has a kid.
I finally grew a beard, guys. Had a kid.
Just pull up in a Rolls Royce limousine.
He's like, this is
shit.
All from that night.
I thought you were living underneath like the Vegas Strip in the
tunnels. Oh wow, no.
No, so you actually, it was great. Yeah. So this beard is a prosthetic.
Yeah.
Or
it was like Chaz Bono beard.
Fuck I'm Chaz telling Bono. You, if you just take hormones. Oh, no. He has such a grudge with Chaz. Oh, poor Chaz.
I just hate it.
I know.
Oh,
I wish you could.
I struggle all my life to grow a beard.
That's a nice beard. You're missing just a little bit.
Thanks for appreciate. I appreciate
it. It's looking great.
Just a little bit.
It's looking good.
Just missing a little bit here and there.
What'd you say?
Just missing a little bit here and there.
No, you can take certain things. It'll help.
I know, but I'm afraid it'll make hair grow everywhere else that I don't want it to grow. What's to stop it? You know, I'm like, it's not like I'm like, oh, hey, pill, grow all just on my face.
Grow just on my face. That's all I want. Pill. Maybe it is. It's 2021. We got new technology.
No,
it's
bro.
Like the mad. They just shoot the magic school bus. Whoa.
Miss Frizzle.
Yeah,
bro.
And it goes straight to your cheeks.
That lady died.
I will not her, but you
the
know.
Lady that made the most magic school bus.
Oh no!
Sorry, I'm sorry.
One time for her.
She's my favorite. That was one of the collectibles that I wanted to get. Was like a book with her autograph on it.
Oh yeah.
But it jumped up like to like $170, and I was like, "F that noise."
Same thing with the Dr. Seuss books. They jumped up like crazy right now too.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Cancel culture.
Love it.
Okay. Love it.
I mean,
nah, it's like I get it, but like, come on.
I mean, this is how the world got to where it is today, and the world that we live in is a pretty shitty place.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, taking away these things, I don't know if you saw. I just posted something on Facebook, and it was like, oh, okay, yeah, let me go ahead and take away Pepe Le Pew so that my son can go on, and instead of watching that, he'll just play GTA and light a hooker on fire because he doesn't want to play her. He doesn't want to pay her. So that's fine.
Because he doesn't want to pay her. Can you do that?
Yeah, you absolutely can.
I love get that. You can GTA. Do anything.
As soon as a hooker gets out of the car, you throw a Molotov cocktail and she just burns to death and you take your money back.
That is sick. See?
That's amazing.
I got to hop back on GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got approval.
Frankie wants to burn a hooker.
Burn the hookers.
Burn.
I remember I used to go to the strip club in Vice City. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's still...
That's where I became
dude,
a man.
The strip club's down there?
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Is there one at the
casino? Like I don't even need to go to one in real life.
Oh, because you have VR?
Ooh. Exactly.
Damn. Yeah.
And I don't even have to pay.
And it's called Sugars.
What?
Sugars. We should get sponsored.
I love 2021.
Excuse me.
But Actually, speaking of the VRs, so we both got PS5s.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I love 2021.
I said actually 2025.
2021.
I thought I said 2025.
Maybe you did.
Maybe I did.
Are you living anyway, in the future?
I don't know. Probably.
Eddie, you just gave yourself away.
Oh, my God. Eddie? He's in the future.
We all made a noise.
Oh, my God. Both of y'all did. Damn, get some actors here.
Saying, sign me up. Let's go.
I'm no, ready. But PS5.
Yeah.
Does it live up to the hype, do you think? Like, everybody's still trying to get one.
We're
lucky enough.
If you're looking for a new system, yeah, I think it does. I mean, I still play my Xbox a lot, which is in a, I mean, it's Xbox One X, so it's
but the
still,
only reason.
But yeah, I mean, really the only reason I do play that is because of, you know, the homies and Rockets. That's really the only reason I even play it. Besides that, everything else is on PS5, and I think it's sick. The graphics are awesome. Like, sound is great. It looks cool. Feels good in your hands. And Pierre says hi.
Yeah, that's Pierre saying that. Sorry.
No, but yeah, I think it lived up to the hype, though.
People
works great. It's fast.
Dude, it's awesome. Yeah, yeah. I love the, like, honestly, like, the 4K from, like, compared to the Xbox, to me, is fucking great.
It's a little more crisp.
Yeah. And then people just keep saying, like, well, there's not, PS5 doesn't have enough games. This is not,
that's fine. COD still looks great.
That's just something poor people say. No, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just kidding. But no, that's just what, like, the people say that aren't able to get it. But once you get it, it's gonna change your life.
It's fun.
It's gonna change.
It's gonna change.
So you're gonna love the way you look.
So what games are you playing right now? What games are you playing besides Call of Duty? Are you even playing Call of Duty? You're not even playing Call of Duty, yeah?
Not yet. I mean, I'm still playing that on Xbox only because we got all the boys on the Xbox.
Hey.
Well, I still play. I play Call of Duty over here. I forced him to go game. I stole her peep.
Sugar treats.
I forced him to go game chat because I gotta play on my PlayStation.
Yeah, but that's too much work.
No.
I play a PS5 is like for when I want to get away from everyone, and I just want to play by myself.
Now I'm gonna
Ooh, that's why you never online. Ooh. Yeah, that's why I'm never.
That's
online.
Why. Ooh, is that? Yeah, he tells me invite or Adam on fucking PlayStation. I go to Adam and says last seen 4 years ago. Oh, are you sure?
I know. Sorry, guys. Y'all, they're eating these peeps that are just like
they're delicious.
Little garbage cans of sugar.
If you don't know what peeps are.
Little tiny garbage cans of sugar.
I think we have other issues. Why you gotta put my business out there?
Just kidding.
No, but to each his own, you know.
Have you played an Xbox?
No, actually I haven't. But I can't imagine it being that damn good.
It just didn't. Like, on paper, it didn't seem that far ahead of the Xbox One X. That's what made me feel like, well, if I'm gonna get something new, why not switch it up?
Yeah, true.
Then we got best of both worlds.
Yeah, and then it came with that new badass game.
The little intro game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so sick too.
If y'all like inside the PS5, y'all need to play that game.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it's worth playing. Takes you down memory lane of old shit.
And it also teaches you like everything, how the controller works.
Yeah. Which makes me more excited because when games come out where we use these features more, it's going to be really sick where you like blow in it or shake it or whatever, do all kinds of things.
Blow on it?
Yeah, you got to go.
Blow on it.
Shaking it?
Blow on it. Shake it.
Pop it.
Twist it.
Flick pull it.
Pull it.
Pop it.
Pop it.
Oh, man. People don't know what the fuck pop it is anymore.
No, nobody does.
Pull it.
All right, Frankie, it's over. Moment's over.
Pull it. Your face.
Do kids go outside anymore and play Bop It?
Ooh, kids don't go outside anymore at all unless it's like for Pokemon Go.
I don't think so.
They still play that?
Oh, wait.
No. Oh, you gave yourself up. You play it.
No.
No, they don't play it anymore. So you play Pokemon Go on your lunch break. How's it going?
I mean, it's going great because I'm using this 12 Pro Max. So.
Oh, that's cute. Because he's got big ass hands.
Yeah. I mean, of course. That's the only reason I got it because I got big hands.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, like... This phone is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Dude, the camera is very sick. I finally upgraded myself and...
Yeah, like people that... I mean...
The camera's really again, awesome. I like it.
I can definitely understand why people, you know, yeah, don't want to upgrade. It's all the same shit, basically, as far as, like, the system. But, like, the camera is amazing. Like, everything works faster. Like, it's just great. And I have a Ryzen, so, I mean, everything's just, like...
Man, I got AT&T and it's just as good, if not better.
Oh, is that why I called you the other day and it went straight to voicemail, even though you were like, my phone's on, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, saying, did like, I say you that?
You just have a bad look with phones. I don't get it.
No, sometimes it's do not disturb and I don't notice it. And I didn't know that sends people straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
I thought it still like rang, but especially if I'm asleep and I forget to turn it on.
So they won't disturb you.
I thought it would just like just not ring. Now I look like
no sir.
Now I look like I ended everybody.
No sir.
No sir. We knew what happened. Did you get any new movies or shows or anything?
Ooh.
Podcast you've been watching?
WandaVision.
I haven't started it, but everybody says we need to. I
heard it was really sad, and I don't want to.
Sad
is okay.
You know, I mean, it's not like horribly sad. It is some sad. There is some sad parts.
Mm-hmm. And you already know what's going to happen basically anyways.
Yeah, because it started like literally right after the snap that, what's his name did? Big purple dude?
Yeah.
Grimace.
Oh, really?
Thanos. You say Grimace?
Grimace old McDonald's.
Grimace.
No, but yeah, Thanos. It like starts right after that.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of stuff on TikTok already. Like, I already know everything.
Oh my god, Frankie.
I heard the ending was sad though.
Oh my god. Ending's not even sad. I just saw the last episode yesterday.
Yeah, it just came out, eh?
Yeah. It was nice.
And that's what another friend said too. He said
but like I don't even know anything about it.
It'd be good right now to just binge it. But that's the thing,
it explains
like,
it to you.
This is their story. Okay. Isn't this basically their story? Like this
I
is
wanna
it.
Watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't not want to watch it. That's what I meant.
Yeah, it explains it. It's pretty nice. And it has that girl from, what's that, big, thick, chesty girl?
Who?
Glasses.
From, I don't
the
know.
What?
Damn it. What's her name? What is
her name?
You
can't see this. One day, hopefully we'll
I forgot her name. But she came out in that one show with, like, those... It was her, and then there was a blonde girl, blonde skinny girl. They both lived in an apartment in like New York together. And I'm explaining like half of the fucking shows.
Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls.
You watch that in the morning.
Yeah, it's that girl from Two
watch
Broke
it.
Girls.
It just comes
oh,
on.
Oh yeah, you put it on for Pierre. That's
yeah,
right.
The thick girl from Two Broke Girls. The thick one.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's in it too. Cool.
Yeah.
She's Wanda.
No.
She's Vision.
No.
She is a Vision.
Ew.
Hey.
You're gonna get canceled,
bro. So then but to keep it going, like I did see though, I know it's kind of off topic, but
it's real,
what did you see
topic.
Huh?
Oh well, I'm gonna go
oh,
ahead
this
and go
is another
off.
Show. Oh no,
no, it's not from a show. Well, I think I saw it on a show, but no. Here it was this lady that was like, so sorry to like grow up political, but it's not like real bad. And then they showed this lady that was like, so why are like Biden supporters wearing t-shirts and hats?
Why the are that, they?
Yeah, why aren't they?
Oh.
And it's like, I mean, why should they though?
I barely have a Spurs jersey and I don't even wear it.
Exactly. Like, bro, we voted for who we did. Like, why do we have to treat him like it's like a fucking TV show or like... You know,
That's real dictator-y. I'm
exactly.
Not like into the guy, more or less. I mean, yeah, sure, we have to be into the guy, but I'm not like
I don't have his flag on my front lawn.
Or whatever. Maybe he was talking about. Yeah, I'm just not into like, oh, let's fucking turn it into. Man, there's a lot of other words I want to use right now, and I can't. Dictatory.
That boy's real dictatory.
Yeah, it's just like, you know.
No, but it's true though. I mean, I can't stand people still flying Trump flags and stuff. I'm like, guys.
It's the same thing that pisses me off about, like, I mean.
I haven't seen any. But I don't know. To me, it goes to churches.
Like, the money, like, they spend all this money on his, like, shirts and everything. And it's like, well, where's that money going to, bud? It's like, where are you, he's not using it for anything great. What?
Or it's probably not even going to him. These people are just keeping it for their own damn selfish reasons.
Yeah, people just make, and it's probably not even, it could be people not even supporting him now that I'm thinking about it. Just making it, and they're like, oh, well, people are going to buy it.
Hell, I should have gotten
a stand. Well, actually, we're going to have to cut this whole part out. We just got a business idea. Trump shirt's coming out soon.
No, but I just saw that, and it's just like, dude, the people. If you have to ask that question, as far as like, why aren't you flying a flag, or why aren't you wearing a shirt with his name on it? It's like, dude, because that's not ever how it's been. Like, who wore a shirt for Bill Clinton? Nobody ever wore a shirt for George Bush. Nobody ever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you might get one like when they're campaigning or something, you know, it'll say like Bush Gore.
Exactly.
Clinton,
when it comes to like that time, that point in time when they're, you know, Clinton election time. But I mean, Cheney. I don't know, man. It's just crazy to think that these people are so.
You only buy one of them and then you, you know.
Yeah, it's just like, here. But I mean, like, damn, at what point are you going to realize like that? Like, I'm. It's over, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to worship this person anymore. Like,
it's time to move on. Some people, you know, they really tapped into what he believed, and they believe he tapped into them.
I just don't understand. On what level? Because, like, he literally doesn't give a shit about anyone except himself, maybe his family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
we're going to take a quick little break.
She's, like, super shy. And Pierre's like so hyper around her because she's just like, she literally doesn't move. She's just like super shy. She just stands there.
She thinks P is too immature.
Oh, this dog won't shut up. He's not ready for this life.
Yeah. She's yeah, so probably. Cute.
And we are back, guys.
Oh, we're back. Sorry.
Oh,
little,
we're back.
Little
anyway.
Baby break.
Little baby break. We were talking puppy talk. Oh, a little puppy talk break. Sorry to bring you back into that. We just wanted to wrap it up.
He had to go see his girlfriend.
Yeah.
How long have you been going?
It's been about 48 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's been a good one. It's been a great one.
Mm-hmm.
It feels nice to be back.
Dude, it feels so nice. Honestly, I mean, I've been mentioning it to you for like the past like 2 months. I don't know what was holding you back. Matt was being a little bit shy.
I was waiting for you to be committed and be like, let's hurry up and do it. And you did. And I was like, okay, well, let me text him back and say, hey, let's do it this day. And you were like, down. So I was like, all right, cool. Worked out. And nice. Now we're here. And look, and now we're here.
Bam.
And now we're here.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. Like, on my way here, I was like thinking, like, damn, it's like I'm actually traveling to go fucking do a podcast. Where people on Apple TV or Apple fucking podcasts are going
to
hear us.
Hey, maybe one day Apple TV can do that. Like
I
YouTube?
Still listen to ours all the time.
Yeah. Right. It surprised me that like a lot of people, I guess, listen to it.
Dude, yeah. We had so many people asking for it. Like at work. I mean, honestly, you do want to like stop and thank everyone. Like all of our fans. Like, I mean, it's crazy that we actually have fans.
Motivating me to be.
Especially fucking Nick Rivera won't leave our ass alone.
Yeah, he's going to have to come through. Man, me and Nick used to wrecking on basketball one time, Round Ball Ruckus days.
Oh, we're going to that barbecue, right?
Wonder if he remembers it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He better be real about that barbecue.
Yeah, I'm about it. I'm trying to eat some barbecue. I'm just, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah.
That'd be good.
Some good ass BBQ.
I'll bring the beers.
I'll bring the beers.
That's so funny. Oh, man. But it's good. Feels nice. Anything else you guys want to touch on? Anything new, let's exciting see. Coming up in the future? Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I do want to plug.
Mention this ad and get 10% off. House
of Sauce. If you ever feeling like you have a lack of sauce in your life, if you ever feel like you need a pick me up, just call Ed. He has he has all the sauce for you. He's gonna tell you exactly what you need to hear to make your day better. Male or female or trans, you know, I don't discriminate. I am part of LGBTQ A+1 community.
BBQ.
plus the BBQs too.
Oh gosh.
So just
BBWs.
Hit me up on my cell phone. It's 555-555-123. And also you can hit me up on Facebook or on Instagram or on Grindr.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Look him up. His name's Ed.
No, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Just hit me up whenever you. I mean, I'm always here to help someone, but you know, of course, I'm not. You know.
Wait, what?
Of course, I'm not on Grindr, but.
Yes.
Beat you. You know about.
You know about. It's all fake.
What about you, Matt?
It's crazy. I'm appalled.
He's taken back.
I'm taken back by that statement. What just happened?
Plug yourself.
What was the question?
Oh, plug myself?
Plug yourself.
I don't know. Find us at the OT Real Pod. On Apple Music and everywhere else. Spotify. Instagram. Course, Facebook.
Yeah.
That's where you can find me.
M.Crook.
Yeah, you can find me there too. Maybe. No.
Maybe.
Maybe. But that's about it, dude. It's been good time here having you back at the house.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate you having me over.
Thanks for never coming over anymore because you, I don't know, dude. You freaking never come over no more. But I get it, dude. It's cool. I get it. We're sick.
It's because of COVID.
Oh, yeah, sure. But
oh, sure.
I see your snap. No, I'm kidding. There's people out there like that. Get real, man.
Get real, man.
Bro, I don't even go anywhere, so.
Me neither. But it's nice.
Oh, my
thing.
God.
What?
I just remembered the last time we went somewhere.
Where'd we go?
On Sunday. And then I got so sick.
What?
I had two
drinks.
Oh,
yeah. This mob can't handle her liquor.
What? What'd you have?
No, I'm a beast. No.
Okay. I had two Bloody Marys.
Yeah, but I think it was too spicy, maybe.
Yeah.
We won't say the place, but we'll tell you later.
You all just had mimosas.
I had two mimosas. I was wasted. No, I had two mimosas and then I went and whooped ass and played golf.
It's all half.
Oh,
shoes.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, but that's how lightweight we are.
Crushed it.
We had two mimosas.
No.
I went and played golf after. It was a fantastic Sunday.
That sounds like the perfect day.
Had some chips and guac.
It would have been funnier because I had eggs Benedict as well.
Little eggs Benny, no problem.
Eggs and Benny.
Eggs and Benny. Wow.
Sorry guys, sorry y'all had to hear that.
Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed right now.
You took off a piece.
As I drink my White Claw.
Good job, Karen.
Guys, it's a mango.
Yeah, you came and tried to sell it on us.
I know.
It tastes really good.
Hey, it's only 170 calories.
It only
calories.
Has 3 grams of carbs.
It's only 170 calories per can. So, you know what? I'm sorry. You guys trying to lose weight.
How much sugar is in this thing, though?
Not a lot.
Wait, total not sugar, 3 grams. Includes 3 grams added sugar.
Mm-hmm. See?
That's me crushing it.
He's upset because he's drinking a Coors Light, like a basic bee.
Coors.
I didn't even request this. Somehow it just ended
Coors
up
here. Coors Light, that's a basic bee.
How drink. Did it end up here?
That's what you always drink. This guy's wasted.
I'm not wasted. I haven't even got here yet.
All right.
Well, that was it. That was fun. Next week, eh? Or maybe 2 weeks? What are we doing?
Play by ear.
Play by ear. That means next month.
See y'all next month.
But until next time, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Oh. Later, Frank.
I was totally thinking of something bad. Bye.
Me desperté, relax. Voy a desayunar. Un seriamente la cookies que ahora.
Talk about it next time.
I thought we were going to get there.
We will. Next time.
And on the next episode of the OT Real Podcast.
Next time.
Next time.
Oh, we will. Next time.
Oh, I thought we were going to get there. Las medicinas, las hebras del papel, me hicieron levantar con el humo que aviento. Todo esto se va a soltar. El chivo ahora que está. Out the pound bag. Why these clear stones dance?